This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. Just dial on in here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into one of those. We'll join you there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. In that studio, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
So, Chris, there's a lot in the news about this Honduran migrant mass.
That's a massive invasion of our hinterlands. According to some.
Yeah.
According to some.
Or it's just people looking for a better life. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thousands, according to the AFP in Mexico, thousands of migrants who forced their way through Guatemala's northwestern border and flooded onto a bridge leading to Mexico, where riot police battled them back on Saturday, waited at the border in the hope of continuing their journey to the United States. The caravan of mainly Honduran migrants, whose journey has triggered escalating anti-immigrant rhetoric from President Donald Trump, on Friday surged through a series of police lines and barricades up to the final fence on Mexico's southern border. There, at the far end of the bridge over the Suchit River, which forms the western part of the Mexican-Guatemalan border, they hurled rocks and other objects at hundreds of riot police, who responded with rubber bullets and tear gas.
Yikes.
Multiple migrants. I guess we should be happy that it was just rubber bullets and tear gas instead of something more deadly. Multiple migrants, federal police, and even journalists were wounded. 28-year-old Marta Ornelas Cazares said, "We're running away from violence, and we arrive here, and they just hit us more." She sobbed as she was nursing her baby, but had lost her two other children, aged 10 and 15, during the turmoil. She says, "I don't know what happened. I thought we were going to cross peacefully, and then suddenly there were rocks flying and tear gas. We haven't eaten. The soldiers just sent us some water," she said. This is a different woman. "Anyway, we're imprisoned here like animals. Please open the door," she pleaded. Mexican authorities insisted the undocumented migrants would have to file asylum claims one at a time in order to enter the country.
4,000 people,
yeah.
One at a time.
They began letting them through in a trickle. First, women and children who were ushered onto trucks and taken into shelters. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto described the situation as unprecedented. He said in a video published on social media, quote, "Violent entry into the country not only threatens our sovereignty, but also puts the migrants themselves at risk." Well, now, were they violently entering the country, or were they just trying to walk in and the Mexican Border Patrol started shooting at them?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not there. But these people are fleeing a bad place.
Honduras, not a good place at all. It says here they're fleeing poverty and insecurity, where powerful street gangs in Honduras rule their turf with brutal violence. The homicide rate of 43 per 100,000 citizens, Honduras is one of the most violent and deadly countries in the world.
So, root cause? I'll take a stab. The United States war on drugs. So when we see these huge gangs forming south of a border, they're either involved in the production or the transportation of drugs. I mean, I don't know any violent street gangs that are out there just for political reform. Are they out there because they want to make sure that all the restaurants sell their brand of bread?
No.
It's nothing like that.
It's usually pushing something that's been made illegal.
Right.
Like drugs.
And,
or prostitution, sex slaves, for instance.
Sure. But I'm going to say...
Gambling.
Yeah, but I'm going to say all those things are much smaller than the United States market for illegal drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And
the world market. I mean,
true.
It's not just the United States aren't the only ones snorting lines of cocaine on the planet.
No, but fortunately, there are a few countries that have taken a more sensible approach to that.
A few.
And while we're trying to see a smarter approach, at least to marijuana, I mean, I've not heard anything about, you know, cocaine reform or opiate reform or any of these other drugs.
No, and although I think you guys were talking about some psychedelics news on Thursday night, right?
Where out of Canada.
Well, I don't know if you mentioned it, but yeah. they are looking at a ballot measure, I think, in Denver, Colorado, to yes. reduce the possession of psychedelic mushrooms to the lowest police priority. And I believe it's either Oregon or Washington that has a ballot measure that is getting signatures right now to actually legalize medicinal mushrooms.
And those are great starts, yeah. and I applaud the people that are pushing this forward.
Cocaine or heroin or anything.
Right. And, you know, so we have this on the one hand. On the other hand, you know, when the war on drugs goes down in one area because, you know, pot's not really being seen, even though we're still imprisoning hundreds of thousands of people for marijuana possession, despite it being legal in so many states or medical marijuana being mm-hmm. legal, we still continue to push this, which makes us still a very attractive market for black marketers.
It's true. In fact, we could talk more about Canada and what happened there this week, because it was a big week in Canada. They legalized recreational cannabis across yeah. the country there. So that's worth talking about. But more about the chaotic scene down at the Guatemalan-Mexican border. Adone Sanchez, age 36, traveling with his three nephews. You know, this sounds like a dangerous group, right? People traveling with their children and their nephews, clearly violent,
terrible,
deadly people here trying to get into these countries. He says, "We're staying here until they open this fence." Others returned to the Guatemalan side late Friday, where shelters have been providing them with food and water. The scene remained tense at the final border barrier, a tall fence of white metal bars. Chanting, "Yes, we can," and "Mexico, Mexico," migrants earlier climbed or tore down a series of barriers flooding across the bridge. The migrants could be seen passing babies overhead through the crowd, as women holding crying children by the hand or pressing their infants to their chests stream past the broken metal barriers and onto the bridge. At the front of a caravan, one group briefly broke through the final fence before the police forced them back and closed it again. I mean, can you imagine what this must be like to be in a place in Honduras where you feel like you're in jeopardy all the time?
You may get shot by a gang member just for walking
down
the street.
Just for being in the wrong place yep. at the wrong time. I mean, generally in, like, Mexico or whatever, there's some gang violence, but they tend to target each other. It's rare, you know, that they're going to go after
innocents. It occasionally spills over, but you're right. You're right. It's wars between rival gangs.
Right. But, yes, you're right. Bullets go astray, and yep. innocent people do get hit, or the wrong house will get attacked or whatever. So you know, you've got this fear that you're living in this one place, and your only answer is to get out, because you can't, in most of these countries, you can't defend yourself.
Right.
There's no gun rights
right.
in these places. Now, they say, you know, I've been down to Mexico a couple times now, in Acapulco, and, you know, I talk to people when I'm down there. The word is that everybody's got a gun. It's just that they're not legally allowed to.
Right.
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 So it's not like they're not there, but if you are a law-abiding person and you don't want to get caught with a weapon, because, you know, there's probably felony charges that would be thrown at you or whatever the equivalent of that is down there, you live in fear, and your only option would probably feel like is to leave.
Right.
So you pack up your family, you grab your kids, you grab your infant, and you hit the road to the northern border in Guatemala to try to get to Mexico, and now you're being stopped. Now there are men with guns on that side who are pointing them at you and telling you no.
Well, let's look at the options they have. They can go south, Panama. I don't know how that is right now, but I don't think it's doing too well. And if you keep going, you can hit Venezuela and Colombia.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So those are your options. Yeah. You're stuck. If you want to move safer, you have to go north. I was watching a video and just a quick clip from a migrant mother who said, "May God soften Trump's heart." So this is happening at the Mexican border with Guatemala.
Right.
But they recognize that the whole reason that Mexico is doing this is because they are facing pressure from Trump.
You think so?
Of course.
Do you think Mexico would let them in normally?
I think
they
Mexico,
have immigration too, you know.
They do. But I think Mexico would have been, let's just say that Trump's heart did soften, and Mexico could quite easily just, you know, basically escort them through. If you're trying to get to the United States, stay on this road, go north, and we'll have some troops along the way to make sure you don't get out of hand.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, the conservatives are painting these people as a group of marauders, right?
Coming to take our jobs.
Lawless people, et cetera, et cetera. And it's so ridiculous. These are human beings. They're trying to find a better place to lay their heads at night. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that's on your mind, though. We are talking about the migrant mass that
dun, dun, dun.
The conservatives like Trump are trying to scare you about. Oh, my God, people are trying to move from one arbitrary landmass to another. They've got children. They must be murderers.
Right.
So we'll tell you more about what's going on. And then also an interesting story from the dailybeast.com. Why I quit the Border Patrol. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget about the Blink home security system. We've got it installed here at the studio. Mark's got it. He's one of our co-hosts who's normally here on Saturday nights. He's got it at his house. And you can easily set this thing up. It's actually an Amazon product now. Amazon purchased the Blink company a couple of years ago. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours and get 15% off. They're wireless cameras, so it really doesn't get any easier than this to get up and running. You unbox the camera. You put the batteries in. Those are included, by the way, and they last up to 2 years. They're just, you know, alkaline AA, so not hard to get more of those if you need them. And then you just put them up wherever you want around the house. There's no running wires, which is the most, you know, difficult part of installing a home security system until now, thanks to Blink Home Security. There's no contracts, by the way, and no subscriptions. That's really important. And Blink also works with Alexa. So save 15% off the already shockingly affordable. I was really surprised how affordable this system is. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL to the phones. To the fun, he's Eddie in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
God, I don't know what they've done there to your phones, but they've turned you up way too loud or something, so hopefully they've turned you down by now. Keep trying. Go ahead. Say again.
How about this? Is that
much
better?
Much better, sir.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, man. The latest caravan en route to America, are you willing to give up 3-4% of your yearly income to support them and all the rest of them?
How many percent?
About?
Was that?
How many percent?
3? How about
3%? So 4,000 people are going to cost every U.S. taxpayer 3% of their income.
No. But if you let the first caravan in, what about the next group?
What is it, sir, that makes you believe that these people who are obviously able to walk across an entire continent, basically, or interested in walking that far? They've gone a good chunk of distance. They've crossed through Guatemala already. But what is it that makes you think that these able-bodied men and women and children are going to be welfare queens, sir?
Well, I think the statistics show that most of your immigrants coming from that part of the area there end up on our system.
That's a load of crap.
Our welfare system.
And where they do
take in everybody. So my point was to the singer is, let's make their country great again, so they don't want to come over here and suck up our welfare system.
Okay. Well, they need to do that. First of all, if with the problems they're facing, only they're going to face them. And I am not in favor of the U.S. Getting into another entanglement with another foreign country. We don't need to fix their problems. But what I do know is this, is New Hampshire has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, and somebody's got to clean our hotel rooms. Somebody's got to wash dishes in our restaurants.
This guy
somebody's
doesn't believe they work. He doesn't believe these people want to work,
that
which
all
is somebody's.
People are good for?
The statistics, whatever. I don't know what statistics you're talking about, Eddie, but I would suggest you look at, I believe the magazine was the American Conservative magazine that actually did an in-depth. Can I respond to your BS that you brought up here? Because that's what I'd like to do. The American Conservative magazine several years ago did an exhaustive look at statistics and studies and that sort of thing, and they found that actually migrants are less likely to be on welfare than native-born people.
All right, so if they're not up our welfare system, who is?
Usually,
anybody who wants to. I mean, it's just a system. People learn how to work it.
Hey, Eddie, can we agree that there shouldn't be a welfare system?
Limited in nature.
Oh, see, he does like the idea of welfare.
So that's interesting. So there should be a social safety net.
For everyone or just occupants of USA?
Well, now
he's
it's
asking
occupants?
You're not saying you agree there
what
should be.
You? What about you, my friend? You're all for the immigrants coming in.
No. What I'm all for is, Judge, right now New Hampshire's sitting at 2.8% unemployment, which means we don't have enough people to work. You can look at any agriculture. I grew up in an agriculture area in Oregon, and it was, we had thousands of migrant workers that were there because otherwise crops are going to rot. So I like food, and I like clean sheets in my hotel, and I like a clean dish when I go out to a restaurant.
Every state's got immigrant workers in there, and I don't deny that we need them, but we cannot take in everybody from everywhere.
Do we take in everybody from everywhere?
Well, the good news is everybody isn't coming here. Only some people want to come here badly enough.
So, that is the good news, isn't it?
Well, for you, because I really don't care how many people come here. The United States has plenty of open space, plenty of it.
Oh, man.
Do you understand? Do you understand that like 96, 97% of the United States is completely unurban? It's completely just wide open space.
What happens if they go out to, Egypt, and they get sitting on 2 acres of land, and there ain't nobody to, no system to support them?
If you're going to go to BF
America,
Egypt,
but you got to live somewhere close to a job.
So here's where,
let's make their country great again.
Yeah, you
so
really don't understand how economics or the marketplace works, do you? I mean, look, if people come in, Eddie, the point is, all right, I'm putting you on hold. The point is we can't have a conversation if you're just going to keep, yelling into the phone. The point is, he's talking about, if you move out into the middle of nowhere, you're not going to have a job. Well, guess what? People moved into the middle of nowhere a long time ago. They moved west. They settled in the East Coast.
Sure.
They moved west. There were no jobs out in the places they moved. They created them. When people come into a place and there's nothing, and they have the freedom to build in that place, they have the freedom to create new opportunities, that's what people do. They build houses, they source food for one another, they provide entertainment for one another. I mean, this is like basic understanding of human migration. The idea that you have to have a job waiting for you to go somewhere is ridiculous. But as you pointed out, Chris, there's jobs available.
Right.
Plenty of them.
We have too many openings. And here's where we spend our entitlement programs.
He dropped off the line, by the way.
Yeah. We basically spend them. 60% of them go to Social Security and Medicare. So if an immigrant is coming here and collecting Social Security, then they obviously have put in time because you have to work. You have to pay into it before you get your benefits. And Medicare, I mean, that's intended for the elderly. These are not programs that are geared towards immigrants. There are, not to say there aren't. There are lots of them.
Yeah, well, we don't need that. You touched on this earlier, Chris, but the welfare program shouldn't exist at all.
Right.
Because, and this last caller is like, well, I think we should have welfare. Well, that's your problem. The fact that you think it's okay at all to have a government-forced redistribution of wealth program to only give it to the people that you think it should be given to. Well, the fact is, if there's a system, people are going to learn how to work that system.
That they will.
And so your best solution is to abolish welfare entirely and allow charities to take care of people. Voluntarily funded, that way nobody feels like they're forced to support people. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says he will pull the United States from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty with Russia, accusing Moscow of violating the 1987 deal.
We'll have to develop those weapons. Unless Russia comes to us and China comes to us and they all come to us and they say, let's really get smart and let's none of us develop those weapons. But if Russia's doing it, and if China's doing it, and we're adhering to the agreement, that's unacceptable.
European Union officials are now calling for a thorough investigation after Saudi Arabia admitted a missing journalist was accidentally killed at its consulate in Turkey. Although the president threatened to impose severe consequences against Saudi Arabia, he hasn't suggested as to what those consequences might be. He does say, though, that he wants to preserve the proposed arms sale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you want on this live Saturday edition, although we are starting out talking about immigration with the scary news. There's people, families, who are trying to leave the murder capital of the world and Honduras and move somewhere north.
Yep.
Now, the speculation is that some of them want to go to the United States, and that's probably true. I don't know if all of them want to do that. Many of them may be satisfied just going to Mexico. It's probably a lot safer there.
Maybe they're headed to Canada with legalized marijuana.
You can't blame them.
Can't blame them.
We could talk about that a little bit later on, but I want to let you know about Liberty.menu. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you're a person who is an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use Liberty.menu. If you don't, well, you're welcome to go look at it, but you really only should be using Liberty.menu if you're a liberty-minded person, if you care about freedom, because it's basically a libertarian business directory. Whether you're a business owner or you're an events coordinator, maybe you're just a digital content creator, if you want to reach other libertarians with the thing that you do, this is where you go to do it. Liberty.menu. You can create your own entries there. I know you've got one for Route 101 Local Goods, your little shop here in Keene.
And entry for Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire,
too. Excellent. You are on the ball. Good
to know. Absolutely.
And I've got a few things up there myself. You can go to liberty.menu and add your thing or multiple things to the site for free. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL on your user panel to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, we got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. The migrants coming across the border in, I guess they're already in Guatemala, so I don't know what the scene was like between Honduras and Guatemala. They are now on the western side of Guatemala, nearby the ocean, so that side of the country, trying to cross into Mexico. Mexican immigration police are holding them back with rubber bullets, apparently, and tear gas as children. Families are simply trying to escape an absolute hellhole that they were living in. We'll continue here with your comments. Welcome. Let's talk to Terry in Mississippi. Terry, where are you calling from in Mississippi?
Oh, I'm from the Gulf Coast. How are you
welcome.
Doing tonight?
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good, thanks.
Well, I have a question. I'm a retired police officer, and I was going to ask this question to y'all. How are we supposed to make sure these people or persons aren't illegal as far as criminals and stuff like that? Coming to the border.
I don't know. How about you just not worry about it?
Well, you have to worry about it because once they get into our system or into our areas, we have to backtrack, and we can't do that. That's just not feasible.
Well, why do you have to do any of that? Why not just let people come into a so-called free country, and then if they commit a crime, then you can go after them?
Hey, and let me ask you this: if I move down there to Louisiana,
yeah,
right,
Mississippi
area, yeah. Your record follows you.
Let's say, yeah, but I haven't done anything. So what record are you going to see?
Well,
I mean, let's say I just moved down there. I rent a place. I start hanging out on the street. You've never seen me before.
Right. I understand. I understand what you're saying, but yeah. That's not always the case. We run into a situation
okay.
where, like when Cuba exiled everybody and sit back in the 80s, I was a kid then. We didn't get the best of everybody. I mean, I understand that, but that's.
Yep. You did not.
You know what I'd rather not have, though? I'd rather not have a police state, okay? So I'd rather take the risk of freedom and allowing people to come across an imaginary line in the sand rather than building some insane wall and some insane level of a police state to try to enforce all these rules on people.
So what if we did the same thing that you're wanting Mexico to do, is just we just open the door and we escort them to Canada? You think Canada will respond the same way?
It doesn't matter to me what Canada does.
Right.
Do you want to be like Canada?
Not right now. I don't know.
Okay. Well, then it doesn't matter. So you either value freedom or you don't. Okay. And you get to choose what your values are. I value freedom.
Who's funding this mess? I mean, that's one thing that I'm a question.
Who's funding them?
I don't.
They're thirsty. They're begging for water.
No. That's very unlikely that just thousands of people just started to leave at one time. That's my question. Also,
so do you have
funding the mess?
Do you have a theory? I mean, because I've seen lots of things, you know, that Soros is sending money down there and stuff like that.
Well,
do you have a theory?
That's not unusual, but that's what I'm asking is who's funding, because it's highly unlikely that 1,000 or 2,000 people just decided there's a
leak at
one time.
You don't seem to – okay, so look – we're real fat and happy here in the United States, right? Like, everybody here is well-fed. Everybody's, in fact, overfed. There's, you know, plenty of overweight people in the United States. In some of these other places in the world, it's a little bit more difficult to live, and so people can self-organize into thronging masses of people. It happened in the streets in Venezuela. It's happened in the streets, apparently in Honduras as this group formed and came together. These things can happen sort of naturally through self-organization, through groups just kind of, you know, communicating and coming together.
No, I misunderstood. I misunderstood the media. Then they said they were making ads and radio ads and stuff about people to organize that way. That's what I thought.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't heard that. Maybe that's true.
Hey, and I'm not going to discount that. I think it's completely possible. I've seen political parties do all sorts of insane things to try to swell their ranks at some point. But I also know that hunger is a real motivator.
Yeah.
And so are flying bullets.
I don't know what political party here it would benefit. I mean, the Democratic, the Liberals, or the Conservatives, as y'all call it, I don't know who that would benefit. That's not going to benefit any party, I believe, here.
I don't think this is some sort of manipulation by someone in the United States to reach down into Honduras and, you know, throw some piddly amount of funding at them. Because, again, they need food and water, right? They're not well-funded.
To connect a couple dots, I can't remember where I read it. It was just in the last day or two, but it was about organizations that were up here that were funneling money down there to assist them make
sure,
the move
that's
north.
Charity.
Exactly. The question is, and I think this is a legitimate question, is it just charity to help them out, or is some of that charity coming from political parties? All I'm saying here is that our politics are a cesspool, and sometimes these things do happen, even when it is for a good cause. Somebody's likely to see some votes in that, possibly.
Terry,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you'd called it, your original point was about sort of the fear that there might be some dangerous people among this group of 4,000 or however many thousands of people there are.
That ties into that whole situation. If someone's, bringing these people here for a certain reason or whatever, I'm not privy to that information. If a bunch of, migrant farmers wanted to come up here, okay, that's fine. But if someone's actually going down there and manipulating the situation and bringing them up here on purpose, that's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like pure speculation to me. But regardless, my question was going to be my co-host, who's normally here on Saturday nights, Mark Edge. He's a convicted felon, convicted murderer. Mm-hmm. He's now traveling around the United States, driving from state to state. Should there be somebody at the border to check him at every state border just to make sure and, see he's not a violent felon? Because he is a violent felon.
Where he served his time?
Yeah.
As in what? I mean,
but he used to be a violent person, right? Like a bunch of years ago, he went to prison for murder.
He's not on probation. He's not on any type of
paperwork
or anything like that. Completely served his time for murder.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd have to see that because that's a really different situation.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the same thing, though, right? Like, the idea is that one border is somehow sacred, but the rest of them, you've got violent, so-called violent felons passing across them every single day, and you know what? Everything, for the most part, is okay, because people who have criminal histories don't always continue a life of crime.
Okay, well, that's a great point. But if that person, your friend, talks on the radio here, is a convicted murderer, ever got back into the system somehow and did something somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
He's already in the system. We could already pinpoint him and get him back to where we need to get him. With people from illegal aliens, we don't even know who they are. We don't know their fingerprints, anything.
The whole idea that the government needs to know who people are is disturbing to me. I thank you for the call tonight.
Appreciate
I understand your perspective as a former police officer, and that's kind of what the government does, is they want to catalog people. They want to know who you are. They want to know where you are.
Papers, please.
And to me, that doesn't sound like freedom. Now, if that sounds like freedom to you, I think you've got a real skewed viewpoint. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick, call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now, 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time, limitless digital experiences.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We got toll free numbers, so they're full right now. So if you're trying to call, you might be getting a busy signal. But we do have open lines on our Discord chat server. So check out discord.lrn.fm. And there are different chat rooms that are open. They're there 24 hours a day. There are people in them almost all times of the day and the night. It's a pretty great server. Lots of libertarians talking, but also non-libertarians as well. We don't have some sort of litmus test. Anybody is welcome on the server as long as you follow some basic rules, you know, like no spamming, no flooding, those kind of chat rules. So go to discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Discord app if you want to use the audio feature that allows you to call our show through the Discord call-in lines that are open to you right now. So get discordapp.com, go grab the app there, get your account created, and then join us by going and typing in discord.lrn.fm in your browser, and that'll take you right into our server, and you'll be good to go. From that point forward, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the fear-mongering surrounding immigration, the idea that, oh my God, there might be somebody who's a criminal hiding among that mass of 4,000 or however many thousands of people there are that are ostensibly trying to cross the border into more relative safety than where they were coming from in Honduras, one of the most dangerous countries as far as murder rate, homicide rate in the world. And I don't know what, you know, the other violent crime rate is, but I suspect it's also pretty terrible there. So folks just trying to escape, but yet people are afraid that somebody bad might be in that group of families and children and, you know, moms and dads, people who just want a better life for themselves. And the idea is that, well, we need to have a police state to check these people because there could be a criminal in there.
God forbid.
Chris, aren't you afraid?
No.
Why aren't you afraid? There could be criminals. They could commit murder.
I guarantee you there's a criminal within 10 miles of here who could commit murder.
Right.
You know, there's these...
Including the police.
Exactly. I mean, they're already here. And
yeah, but we don't want more of them, Chris. Don't we need to stop them from coming across the border?
Right. And that's why regular citizens who see things can do something about them. They can choose to call the police, which is what most people do. And and
or just shoot them down on the spot if you're in a place like New Hampshire where odds are somebody's armed. I was at the before we get back to the phones here, I was at the Halloween premiere on Thursday night, so my night off here from the show. Halloween 2018, the new movie that continues the original one from 1978, 40 years ago.
Right.
So they ignored all the other Halloweens that have been made since then, and they actually continued it from
the
first
sequel.
One.
Right. Okay.
It was really good, by the way. If you're looking for a good slasher movie, this one, you know, hit all the right notes. I highly recommend it, and it was actually pretty busy, the theater. So we're here in this little town of Keene, New Hampshire. It's pretty rare that you see anybody in this movie theater. It was almost, I would say, half full, which is like the busiest I've seen it in a while. And they had a guy in a Michael Myers outfit and mask with a knife, like, lurking around menacing people. And it was fun, right? Like, it was a lot of fun. You know, we live in this time where there's been murders at theaters, right? Like, with shootings and things like that. Horrifying things have happened at movie theaters. You would think this would be an inappropriate thing to do, but this is New Hampshire. It's like, if this guy actually was a danger to anybody, if he actually did, you know, try to stab somebody.
Right.
This is New Hampshire. There's a good chance 5 out of the 50 people or more have some kind of a firearm or other weapon on them in that movie theater. And you know what? We don't need to call the police.
Yeah. And I can't remember the name of the study, and I apologize for that. But this was a study that was commissioned during the Clinton years, and the results never really came out. But it was how many times are firearms used to stop crimes by regular citizens or used defensively to
It's hard to calculate
to protect.
It. Well, but you can only go on what's reported.
Exactly, but there was a study that actually got done by the CDC, and the numbers of times that violent crimes were stopped, according to this study,
wasn't it like 2.4 million or something?
It was. It was close to the number of violent crimes that occurred anyway. You know, just as many that went the other way. People
were
able to defend
them. But were they only looking at reported
them.
Ones, or were they estimating? Because
they were doing a couple different things. They looked at reported ones, and they also did a very large sample survey across a large number of states to try to discern. Okay. So there was some anecdotal evidence there, too.
Because I was going to say, if if a woman in a parking lot stops a guy from raping her or murdering her, or, you know, assaulting her or stealing from her by pulling a gun and not firing it.
Right.
I mean, generally you don't want to pull a gun unless you're prepared to fire it.
Sure.
But, you know, she flashes the gun or something like that and the dude turns around and he runs the other way.
Yeah.
There's a chance she's never going to call the police. She's going to get in her car, a little, you know, worked up and probably adrenaline's pumping, but going to go home.
Wouldn't believe what happened to me on the way home today. Yeah, and that's the thing. And a lot of people are not going to call the police because they're going to be afraid that there's going to be paperwork.
You know what I
mean? You imagine? Yeah, I just pulled a gun on a guy. We'll be right there.
Or or worse, they're in a state where guns are illegal or a city in which guns are illegal, and they certainly don't want the police to show up and then find out they had a gun. Then they're going to go away in handcuffs. So, we can let people, the average folks, protect average folks here in the United States from this fear that there might be somebody who's trying to get in here. I'm not willing to have a police state created because that's the only solution. Well, if you want to stop all these dastardly criminals that are lurking about trying to get in, then the solution is always build a bigger wall, put more guards out. We need to stop more people. We need to demand papers and all this stuff, and that's not freedom.
And then the same conservatives will complain about soaring federal budgets. And and that's the whole thing, that the most economical way, the way that makes the most economic sense is liberty. I hate to break it to you guys.
It's true.
It really is. When you look at the most cost-effective solutions, they involve keeping government out of things that people have taken care of throughout history.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tracy's on the line in Kentucky, listening in Bowling Green to WKCT. Hello, Tracy.
Hello. Hey, thanks for taking my calls, guys.
Yes, sir. That's what we do.
Something that keeps concerning me about you say something about there's not criminals coming over.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
But go ahead.
I said I'm not afraid of them enough to demand a police state be created, which is what you guys who support immigration restrictions.
Wait a second. I agree with that. I'm not about a police state. I'm a 55-year-old libertarian.
Oh, fantastic. I apologize.
But
I jumped to a conclusion.
Thank you for your service.
Fortunately, we have laws. And these third world countries don't really have those type of laws. So we got people coming over. They don't know our laws. Our prisons.
Do you think murder is legal in Honduras?
I think people murder people in third world countries and get away with it. And then they get murdered for doing it. That's what happens. But anyway,
people get away with murder all the time in the United States. Just like to point that out. Many of them go unsolved.
At least,
especially if they're cops.
At least they get investigated. Well,
how great are the cops investigating each other committing murder? Because it seems like they get let off that
all
the time.
Terrible. I can't agree more with you on that, okay? But I'm saying the legal age to have sex with a girl over is like 13, if there is a legal age. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. They come over here. Listen to them. Hear me out. They come over here, and they don't know our laws. So our prisons get full. I'm not talking about a police state, but you can't. Your daughter.
The age of consent in Honduras is 15 years old.
Okay, Mexico is 13. But that's not the – that's not. It's still too young. My point is their laws are different than ours. It's a violent place they live in. They come to a civil country, and they're not used to living like we live. Their culture is different.
We've not accepted people from violent countries before.
Yeah, these are like the same old. I'm sorry. I thought you said you were on our side because it definitely doesn't sound like you are.
Well, when you say on our side, I am a libertarian.
Okay, but you're not in favor of freedom, right? So you're not in favor of the freedom to travel, like one of the most basic freedoms.
Oh yeah, but you got to do it the right way. And
the right way means to ask permission, means to ask some bureaucrat to give you their approval before you can cross some line in the sand somewhere because you're afraid that people don't know the rules. These are the same objections that have been brought up from time immemorial.
I know they don't know the laws over here. That's why our prisons.
Do you know the laws over here? Have you ever read them?
I don't know the laws.
I don't either.
I know enough to probably stay out of prison up until now, you know.
You don't know. Here's the thing. You don't know what you're talking about, okay? Thank you for the call, Tracy. I appreciate it. You have not read the laws. I know you haven't. Most of the cops haven't read all the laws. And most people are committing, was it, 3 felonies a day, Chris? I think there's a book written.
I'm right now. I'm one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter, A Crime a Day. Ian, it is a federal crime to transport fire extinguishers if they contain an extinguishing agent that's flammable.
Okay. A federal crime.
That's a federal crime. It's a federal crime to have a gun if you're also a marijuana user.
It's terrible.
Right. I could go on and on and on and on.
And people don't know what the laws are because there are too many of them. There's no way you could possibly know what the laws are. But I think most people everywhere in the world know that it's wrong to hurt their neighbor.
Golden rule.
Yeah, it's real simple. It used to be when they said ignorance of the law was no excuse. That's what they meant. The ignorance of natural law of, hey, do no harm to your neighbors. We don't need a bunch of written down words on paper by politicians who are liars and thugs. Hour 2 is coming
up. My neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.